Hello everyone and welcome back to the Generic Live Show. This is the Generic Live Show for the 20th, I think it's still the 20th of March 2014. There, I'm Sonny Joe Campbell, delivering your daily dose of genericness from around Australia and the world. That's right, this is the Generic Live Show. Apologies about the lateness of this episode. I didn't have a show yesterday because no news. It's hard to do a daily show with no news. So there was no news here yesterday, and I'm doing a rush show to kind of do one straight after work on the Thursday here. Again, no news again today, so it's kind of hard to do the midweek shows, apparently, when there's going to be no news. But we did abstract some news today. We're going to jump into the main bit of that right now with our headlines. Tony Abbott just can't keep himself out of the news, can he? The Australian Associated Press reports that the Senate refused to pass a package of bills to repeal the Gillard-era fixed-price climate change policies. After 3 months of debates, the package of 9 bills was finally put to a vote in the upper house today, only to be swiftly rebuffed by Labor and the Australian Greens. Surprise. The results prompted cries of shame, quote-unquote shame, from the Liberal benches, with Mr. Abbott pointing the finger at Labor for breaking its commitment to remove the tax. Quote, the carbon tax is an act of economic vandalism, Mr. Abbott told the members of Question Time. You can't trust Labor near the economy. Labor said it would support the repeal if it was to be replaced by the government's direct action plan. A little bit of carbon tax news, because we have to resort to tax news every time we don't have anything else to talk about. Although, saying that, we're going to be talking about the manufacturing industry later on. But what we're going to be talking about right now is a Computer World article that talks about a 21-year-old man alleged to have hacked US-based gaming developer computer network has been arrested in Pune, Queensland, by the Queensland Police Fraud and Cyber Crime Group, otherwise known as the Ghostbusters. The alleged offences include hacking US companies' computer network and accessing database. The man is also said to be responsible for hacking the company's Twitter account and posting screenshots of the data he took from the network. In addition, the man alleged to have established a website offering a paid service to people that allowed them to search the company's player database. The article would like to actually keep the man and the actual company in which he hacked completely anonymous. Because, you know, that's fun. A lot of people have been kind of responding to the event. I really should stop getting distracted. I can't help but there we go. Washington Post reports that scientists have made a freakish discovery today. They've discovered a freakish bird-like species of dinosaur, 11 feet long, 500 pounds, with a beak, no teeth, a bony crest atop its head, murderous claws, prize fighter arms, spindly legs, a tall tail, and feathers spurting all over the place. Officially, it's a member of a group of dinosaurs called the Auralopithecus. I swear I'm saying that right. otherwise known as the chicken from hell. Great job, science. Nothing else better to do today. Or the Washington Post, depending on which way you want to look at that article. The Sunday Morning Herald reports that the Australian startups, particularly in the mining sector, are in line for a part of a $100 million US, or 110 million Australian dollars, introduction from the launch of the Innovation Fund by networking giant CISCO. Announcing the fund in Melbourne on Wednesday, the CISCO's global entrepreneur in residence, Wim Elfrink, said Australia was well equipped to be the leading innovation and developing centre, especially in resources and minerals. The fund aims to provide a leg to startups working in mobility, big data, and machine-to-machine communications, all of which drive businesses to buy bigger and faster networks. The company believes such as such machine-to-machine communications, it has dubbed the Internet of Everything, will be worth $19 trillion over the next 10 years. Finally, the Huffington Post, however, reports that researchers have found a protein active during the fatal brain development called REST. Switching back later in life to protect aging neurons and from various stresses, including the toxic effects of abnormal proteins. But in those with Alzheimer's and mild cognitive impairment, the protein RE1 silencing transcription factor is absent from the brain regions. Quote, our work raises the possibility that the abnormal protein aggregates associated with Alzheimer's and other neurodegenerative diseases may not be sufficient to cause dementia. You may also need a failure of the brain stress response system, said Bruce Yanker, Harvard Medical School professor of genetics and the leader in the study, said in a release. If true, this opens up a new area in terms of treatment possibilities for the 5 million Americans who are currently living with Alzheimer's disease, said Yanker, who in the 1990s was first to demonstrate the toxic effects of the amyloid beta, the hallmark abnormal protein in Alzheimer's. I really, really want that to, be a thing that is no more. Alzheimer's really, really, really does kind of sucks because I just think that no one should be living with Alzheimer's. It's just a thing that should go away and no longer exist in our world. Like I said, this is going to be a shorter show because that's the news. Couldn't get to my button quick enough. Hey, it is the mixed menu. Manufacturing science. The Australian did this article that looked. None of the articles that I looked at for the discussion point, there really isn't much news to talk about. So I will read this manufacturing article as our kind of discussion point. I was going to put this in the headlines. It kind of brings up a good point about where Australians. Kind of where that's going. The manufacturing sector seemed to have joined a brief once-off bounce since the federal election, with business conditions easing in the first 3 months of the year. However, the manufacturing did exceed the true conservative quarters for the first time in 2011. That's got to be good news, right? The composite index of Australia, chambers and industry, Westpac Industrial Trade Survey, dropped 5.4 points to 20.9 in March quarter, spiking in the final 3 months of 2013. The index is above 50 points, which leads to expansion. Bertil Wilson, the ACCI acting chief economist, said it was a bit disturbing. Expectations for the index in the future also trembled from 60.3 in December to just 51.6 in March quarters. If these actual conditions continue to disappoint expectations, we will further correction in the year ahead. That's a good point. Now, Andrew Henlen raises a good point of how it's still positive, but it's already positive, right? But it's kind of based off the mining second quarters. It definitely doesn't suggest employment growth anytime soon for the employment rate doesn't seem to go up. While it wasn't strong, the Xbox orders are moving in the right direction, posting the best results since 2010. He said the investment improved while housing and dwelling approaches years. I think the manufacturing industry in Australia is definitely an interesting one on how it is definitely measured. I think that it's interesting to say the least, but it's not the best system, but it's definitely kind of interesting that it's posted the best results since 2012, or whenever it was, 11, 10, something like that. But it is interesting that it's posted that that best result, because I don't think it's been relatively quiet around here, particularly lately, with everything, you know, slowing down, and I just think that it's hasn't been the best time to kind of invest anything. The dollar is crashing like nobody's business. Although, I think it's pretty much shadowed at this point. I'm sorry, yeah, it's so late. It's just around 5 minutes past midnight. So I will wrap it up shortly. But the manufacturing industry is surprising that it's actually grown over the last couple of years, despite that. Even here locally, there just hasn't been the amount of work to kind of keep everyone intact. I've been busy, but that doesn't, I'm not necessarily the reflection of the kind of service of the general manufacturing market. Saying that, it kind of has improved, but in a way that we're making more, but we're not necessarily making as much as we definitely could be. And that's definitely, exports have something to do with that. For sure. But I just think... But I definitely think that... that it's kind of gotten to the point where it's like we could be doing more, but we just definitely just could get to the part where I'm rambling at this point. I really am. I really am rambling at this point. I didn't even know where my train of thought was there. I got distracted. But I think we could be making more if we could export more. That's where I were. That's where I was. That's where I were. We definitely could be making more to be sure, but we just have no demand for any of that at all. It really seems like we could do a lot more for this industry, but there's not much that we can do, unfortunately. Now that I've rambled enough and kind of bored everyone to tears with my mixed manufacturing talk, it really is a mixed, it really, really is a mixed kind of bag of tricks. We made a lot, but we didn't meet expectations, and we kind of have to find ways to kind of meet that expectations, and it's kind of hard when we can't. We've got no market for it. What are we going to produce for what market? So, yeah, there's that to kind of consider. Mixed manufacturing, everyone. Mixed manufacturing. All right. That's going to do with this show. Thank you for, wow, thank you for staying up till a bit after midnight to hear my ramblings. Where you can find the show at chefwonder.squarespace.com/GLS, geek-io.com/GLS. It'll be another late episode again tomorrow, probably around this time too. Because, that's fun. I'm out most of the day, and then I'll have to do a generic live show for the night. Thank you, everyone, and we'll see you all next time. Bye for now.
Listening to a proud member of the Chef Wonder Podcast Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit chefwondermedia.com. Even fresher in 2014.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network. Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.